Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And I'm looking here, and we're going to be talking about some prophetic things, some warnings the Lord had given us. And but first, I'm looking at the VFN torch right here. I'm actually looking at a post on our Facebook. If you haven't, you can go to VFNTV.com and follow us by liking our Facebook. I think it's like 41,000 or something. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to our worldwide Facebook,
yes,
you know, audiences out there. But this is the day that storm hits that the Pensacola, Escambia County area. I'm looking, I'm asking John, is like, was this after it happened? And John says, this is the day that it happened. So it began to rain this day.
What was that exact day? It was right before it.
Right before it, because it was posted. It says April 28th.
Whenever it was posted, that's when it was shared.
Okay. So then we're looking at, if you have been listening and watching, at least listening to VFN TV and the radio program, if you look at it, there's a post and there's a flood taking place in this house, and it's entitled Avoiding the Hard Crashes That Are Bound to Come When We Don't Build on the Right Foundation.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this is right. It's like, this is a, you know, the religions turned prophecy into profit. But truly, prophecy is God speaking to us and sharing direction and his heart with us. And we're just sharing. And it's like every step of the way, he's letting us know. Right before that flood of this, the disaster, according to Congressman Jeff Miller, which you heard on an earlier program or saw, he said, he started trying to figure how long has it been since this has ever happened. He said, this has probably never, ever happened before. Mm-hmm. You know, areas that flooded that never flooded before. And that's what's going to happen. You know, there is no paradigm. There is no grid for what's happening. And it's going to happen. But understand, I'm looking right here. I mean, right before we came on the program today, I'm looking right here at our Facebook. Listen, you know, a lot of people use Facebook and posts and podcasts for a lot of different things. Why not use it to be fed the bread of life? Why not use it to be informed and encouraged and enlightened and inspired? You know, and educated and to be informed. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. If you would have been listening or watching VFN TV and the data radio program on that day, you would have had a foundation and been able to make adjustments in your life before that storm hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I just saw it because I'm just like, did that happen? That's exactly what. So we're just sharing with the Lord. So it's just confirmation of what, you know, God's been showing. We're going to talk to you today about some prophetic warnings that God has made known that's going to happen. And one is about the Midwest, but it just seems like the heart, when you think about Midwest, you're thinking about this, actually three, it's the heart of America. So you're not thinking, well, it's just going to happen. Obviously, for example, what happened down in Pensacola and Escambia County, Florida, that's not the heartland.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see stuff happening and God shows you a vision or a prophetic dream, and it's happening in the center of the United States, he's talking about, we're seeing, it's the heart of America's under attack. And so we have to realize, well, somebody says, well, that couldn't be. It's like, I just lost my home.
Yeah, right.
I just flooded my car. Truck is buried under miry muck into a place that's never even, you know, had a flood before. Don't tell me that I'm not under great turbulence right now. And so, you know, first, John, I want you to share, you know, what the Lord laid on your heart, and I'm going to talk about the what the Lord has shown me, and hopefully get a chance to be able to share some of the things the Lord has spoken through Sharon Holderbaum and Brett Holderbaum, both are prophetic, and Denver. But you know, God lets us know what's happening. So talk to us.
And we're sharing it before it happens. So
that's the goal. Yeah.
That's the goal. It's to share it before it happens.
Yeah, the goal is to let you know before this happens so you can prepare. Not see, so yeah, I knew exactly.
Right.
I was fixing to die the next day. I knew that. Yeah. It's like, no, let's prevent that.
Yeah. Right,
let's prevent that from taking place.
God showed me in a dream the center of the United States totally destroyed, annihilated. It was just complete devastation. And it was storm related. And typically when you have these storms that come into an area, disaster, if you will, you know, the first 24 to 40 hours are crucial, critical in saving lives, people that are trapped or buried or are just stuck somewhere. And it just, it's all about saving lives. And then after a certain period of time, you know that those people, time, so much time has passed and you can't save them anymore. And I, in the dream, already knew, it's how dreams are from the Lord sometimes. You just know things. I knew that that period in time was already had passed. There was no way that anyone had survived this type of devastation. It was that bad.
It was the aftermath.
It was the aftermath. This was done. Mm-hmm. And I proceed to the next part of this dream. I'm actually, there's people, you know, repairing and, you know, doing the stuff that people do after the storm, cleaning up, doing those things. At the end of that long period of time, that day, if you will, everyone went down to sleep. Everybody was asleep. When then someone comes in the next morning and starts, you know.
You're talking about a dream.
In a dream, mm-hmm. getting in my door and says, hey, listen, get up. He says, last night while we were under this storm and under this attack, we were actually hit by our enemies. When we were most vulnerable, we were hit by our enemies. Mm-hmm. And instantly in the dream, I was lifted up way above the earth, and I was looking down at the United States. And as I was looking at the United States, I could see that the center of you know, the of the nation was destroyed. But then I also saw these planes, these airplanes, and they were coming in like in a single file line, if you will, and they were flying. They were coming up the coast of Florida. That would probably be the west coast of Florida, southwest. And then they were just going all the way
up. On the Gulf side.
On the Gulf side, absolutely. And then they were coming up through the Panhandle and going down, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, all the way around. And what they were doing is they were dropping continual bombs. We were under attack. They weren't staying. They weren't shooting. It was just a constant barrage. Mm. They went all the way up California, just exit all the way to the east. And at that time, I was brought into a room, a planning room, where there were three people. They were unfolding maps. I believe that was just the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God was giving me counsel about what was going to be next, what was going to happen. And they were unrolling these maps and these scrolls on this table. And it was me and these three individuals, and get ready to reveal to me what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. But this is that.
Did you get to see the maps?
No, they weren't maps. They were scrolls.
Oh,
scrolls. It was a plan of action during this time. And God's certainly given us.
And we talked about that even just recently in the program, talking about revelation, the revelation of Christ, and how hear what my spirit says to the churches.
Yeah.
And, you know, God's going to let us know, you know, what to do. And these are some of the things that's going to happen. And in talking about, you know, we're under attack type thing, that these are all going to be made available to you in depth. So it's connected. You'll find links that you can hear in more depth of these as we shared them. But the Lord showed me very specifically that America is going to be under physical attacks. You know, quite often it's like, that means we're going to feel emotionally down. And it's a spiritual moment, you know, why our soldiers are dying. To protect us, it's physical, folks. We've got to wake up. The church has to wake up. But the Lord showed me a physical battle, you know, happening where our land was under attack, and it had to be. I saw the ramifications of it. It was almost. So I'm not talking about what was in the air, but I'm talking about what appeared it had to be, because it was like if an aircraft is dropping bombs and they're still flying, then they progress. This bomb hits, and then the next one hits further down. The next one hits further down. And I saw it was physically being attacked. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord spoke to me later on and showed me that, you know, coming from this very base, from, it was a Navy base, and the particular road was Navy Boulevard, and that it was, and people were dressed in Islamic garb, and that it is a Islamic mindset, a radical Islam mindset that wants to bring harm to us. And somebody says, that's far-fetched. 9/11.
Hello.
9/11.
Some Islamic terrorists just kidnapped 200 schoolgirls and said that Allah told him to sell them. So, hello.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And they want to turn their entire nation there into a Islamic nation. That's what their goal is. And if you haven't yet got the book, I have it here somewhere. I have it on me. But about Islam, is it a peaceful religion? No, but we actually have a book available for you, and we'll make sure it's available for you at vfntv.com. A little simple booklet that kind of helps you explain everything about it. And radical Islam is very evidentiary, very dangerous from the evidence that you see all over the place taking place. But he showed me that physically taking place. And I know when I share the day I shared it, you got to hear it. You got to hear the day that I shared it, because I'm like, here it goes. This is real tough for Americans to hear, mm-hmm. because of our pride, because of our blindness, because of our I don't know. I mean, just our arrogance. The fact that we, you know, wouldn't think that, that we're going to suffer like other people would suffer in the context of that. And so as soon as I said it's going to be a physical a battle, it's going to be physical, the very county, the county, you can actually hear this, this whole, you can hear it happening. You'll hear me talk about, did we have battery backup?
Yeah.
That's because we were down, everything, the entire county, or at least the region that we were in, went down. The power got hit. In addition, the fiber optics, where, you know, we deliver, you know, through fiber optics, and we deliver through,
coaxial.
Yeah, coaxials and all these different things that we deliver through around the world, deliver the message through. And, that a truck at the very same time caught on fire, hit the fiber optics and burned out the fiber optics. It was like, boom, the whole place got hit.
That's right. Mm.
And the entire county had a physical hit, mm-hmm. had a physical hit, which, by the way, is a confirmation that it's going to be physical. And in the church today, do we even know how to go through anything physical? You know, our great grandfathers did, because the life was more physical. Now today's life's virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people just, if they sweat, it's virtual sweat. You know, watch this. I can look like I'm sweating. I've got an app for sweat.
I Photoshop this.
Yeah, Photoshop. Right. No doubt. Or one of our biggest articles at one time on the VFN Torch, you know, viewed articles with hundreds of thousands have been viewed, was about jeans that people buy that give them the impression, if you see them, it looks like they've worked hard, but actually people are actually making that happen.
Right.
They're scrubbing them and stuff. And so when we get back, I'm going to talk to you about this physical battle the Lord has shown me, and about how that we can be distracted by the small things and something huge, you know, is going to take place. But understand this. Don't be afraid. Realize the Lord says these things are going to happen. Don't worry about these things, but in this life, because, you know, storms are going to happen, but I'm going to overcome this life. I already have overcome this life, he said. And so those that are the Lord's, you know, you just get peaceful in this whole thing and understand really the only thing you're fearing is about the loss of things and stuff and, you know, what you perceive your future was. But our future as believers are in the presence, this is in the presence of God on the streets of glory, where there's no more sickness, no more tears, which is the perfect place that he's preparing for those who are here. Talking about prophetic dreams and visions the Lord has been giving. And if you haven't yet seen, you've got to see this prophecy that was given in 2013. It's going to be made available to all of our viewers, and it'll be available on the VFN Torch, VFNTV.com. We just want you to understand that this has happened. God talked about it, but also more is going to come if we don't do something. And John just shared what God had made known to him, and we're seeing some of these things just happen over a period of time. You think about it, somebody says, well, was that it, or was that... Understand, when you hear prophecy, it could take 40 years to unfold every part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're this instant generation, but now we're seeing God speak and instantly happen, real short periods of time. But one was, the Lord showed me when I was on a sabbatical, and he had me, gave me this night vision, this dream, where I am looking, I'm standing in the Midwest, and in this dream, and I'm watching this thin tornado, and I'm looking east. And this thin tornado, everybody, it's so minor. It was so unique because it was so small, but even though it was a tornado, you know, people weren't paying a lot of attention to it. And they were looking at it, admiring it or whatever from a distance, but they weren't scared of it, didn't produce any fear. And it was coming above that tornado. That was just the whole sky. The storm was in the sky, but it obviously, you know, they were just thinking about the tornado and they're pointing at it and whatever. I mean, it's like pencil thin.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, as everybody's watching this, and you can imagine if you're in Denver, for example, and you're looking east, you're looking over flatlands. You're looking at the plains that we talk about in the Psalms and all. So, you're in a lot of high mountainous area in the Denver area. But when you look over the middle part of the United States towards the east, you're looking at flat plains and all. And so we're looking over the plains in the heart of America, really. And in this... as everybody's watching the small storm, the small little tornado, the entire sky falls. The entire storm, if you would, that was in the sky, this whole dark formation storm, the whole thing just goes, it falls out of the sky and hits the ground. Mm. When it hits the ground, it's still the ground, but the ground turns, starts moving like it's water. So the earth all of a sudden turns and reacts like it's water, and it turns into this huge wave, and all of a sudden this whole wave starts going from the east to the west. And I'm thinking, dear God, you know, what are you doing? What's about to happen on the face of the earth? What are you telling us about? And over again, God has shown me, in my prayer is this, and this has been our prayer, dear Lord, you know, bring us to a place of repentance that this would not have to happen. Prevent mm-hmm. this thing from happening to us. God says he looks for a man to stand in the gap so he wouldn't have to destroy the land. So understand that we can stand in the gap like Jonah did for Nineveh. And he just said, and he was a reluctant prophet. And he went and prayed for a people and preached to a people he didn't really want to repent. But they did repent, and that's all God wanted. And when they did repent, God stopped the storm. And so all these things that we're seeing, and they're being fulfilled even as we speak, that we can all of a sudden do what Nineveh did. And Nineveh said, God's right, stop, repent, turn. And God stopped the destruction. So no matter what anybody tells you, our God can stop destruction. He can stop it. And so we just have to find out, see, you know, God, as we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. that he is in control. And if we have been in rebellion to God and God's rebuking us because mm-hmm. of our rebellion, wanting to turn us back to him, then we have to go, dear Lord, what do you want? What do you want from us? And this physical nature of the battle and one aspect of what the Lord has been speaking to me about was that potential tragedies coming to America, so major that there was so much loss of life. There were so many corpses, so many bodies because of whatever had happened, that one entire commercial airline, you know, whatever it would be, you know, United or I don't know who it was, but it was the entire corporation was dedicated to one thing. You could not book a flight on this particular airline because they were, their total responsibility was to transport corpses from around the nation to a particular place. Mm-hmm. And guess where they were taking them? They were taking them to Eastern Gate, the Eastern Gate, a funeral home or land or graveyard or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're in some pretty, pretty interesting times. Understand that when you read, and you may have heard an earlier program about the book of Revelation, and I encourage you to listen to it and get hungry for a book that's the only book in the Bible that God says, if you read, you'll be blessed for reading. It's a revelation of Christ, that some difficult times are coming, have come, and will come in the revealing of the Christ, of the revealing of Jesus. And we're seeing some pretty interesting things. And somebody says, well, that couldn't happen. Well, it happened with the tsunami that took place in the Indian Ocean when, you know, was it 300,000 or something lives, or 100,000 maybe? Lives were taken instantly with a tsunami that took place. Or obviously people that hate mankind and hate America, that hate Christians and Jews, they would want to do as much damage as they can to the human being. Mm-hmm. And they're limited by their own, you know, access to things. And that limitation's because God has put that limitation there. Right. 'Cause think about it. That when you're looking at this Malaysian aircraft that's disappeared out there and they still can't find it, but at the same time, they're finding an aircraft from Utah, you know, in Iran, mm-hmm. right? They found an aircraft from Utah in Iran. Right. And that, you know, all it takes is a delivery device to be able to deliver something.
Wow.
And that's reportedly. And so in the context of this, that it's God that keeps us safe. It's God that keeps us safe. And over again, one aspect of it, just briefly, that where, you know, Brett was sharing how God has shown him that that our Air Force was fighting against red aircraft, and that were a dogfight basically going on in the air, and it was red aircraft coming after our aircraft, and while that was going on, that all of a sudden, for some reason, they started coming after the church. So everybody's looking in the sky at what was going on. All of a sudden, just like it happened when you listened to me talk about the Alinsky tactics and how when Saul, the organizer, was organizing against Stephen, and they stoned Stephen. Mm-hmm. As soon as Stephen went down, They want immediately to come and pull the church out.
It's interesting that you say that because you know, my sons and I were just talking about how they're here recently. They're playing the movie Pearl Harbor over and over and over again.
Really?
It was at a time where our nation was under attack.
Surprise attack.
Wow. Interesting, as we're just, you know, declaring and sharing what the Lord has made known.
Yes, and then and the interesting thing too is in that you know Japan said we woke a sleeping giant.
Right.
And I believe this is what I truly believe. I believe what Dr. King said, Dr. Martin Luther King, that there is good people in America that just that you just got to get to them. And when they wake up, these other ones who are just out there and walking in darkness, their voices will be stifled because there's good people in this nation. The church is here. We got to wake up. We got to wake up and say, dear Lord, here I am, Lord. Forgive me for my sin. Forgive me for my complacency. Forgive me for my idolatry. Here I am. Send me. I will stand in the gap so you do not have to destroy this land. Here I am, Lord. Send me. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.